Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Michelle Bond.
Hello there. Welcome to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality. I am the wellness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. Well, we got a show for you today, but before we get started, I just have to tell you guys something that I was doing over the weekend. I had the best time. It was just amazing. It was a four-day retreat on Bainbridge Island here in the state of Washington. Lovely, lovely place. But I went there to learn a new form of healing using energy, because actually energy healing is going to be the new wave of the future. I think a lot more people are going to be using that in their toolbox to help people who are suffering from healthcare challenges. And part of that was learn the energy healing, but then another part of that was a spiritual retreat. And I had just an amazing experience there. And I met some really, really wonderful people. And so what I'm going to do next Tuesday on my show is I'm going to be bringing one of those wonderful ladies who I met on the retreat. And this woman has got a voice like you would not believe. She sings like a butterfly. And so we are going to have her. We're going to talk about an experience, an awakening experience that we had when we were there. Yeah, it was just phenomenal. And talk about her journey with her singing voice and listen to her sing us a very healing song. So you'll want to tune in next week for that. Also find out why we call each other the Chipmunk Sisters. We had a transformative experience that involves chipmunks. So you guys have got to tune in to hear that. It's going to be good. Also, my email's just been blowing up with questions from you guys regarding soy. It seems like that is a very hot topic these days. So next week, I'm going to be talking, answering more of your questions about soy, so you're going to want to tune in for that as well. And if in the meantime you have any questions, you can contact me. Now, I am getting my Facebook up and running, like I promised you guys, but last week it was just too much with the retreat and everything, so I didn't quite get to it. But this week, that is my goal. So I will have my Facebook up and running towards the end of the week, I do believe, so you can contact me, you can post your questions on Facebook, but prior to that, or if you don't want to go to Facebook, you can contact me, you can email me with your questions at M as in Michelle, B as in Bond, at the, T-H-E, MichelleBondShow.com. Again, that's MB at the MichelleBondShow.com. And yes, it's Bond like James Bond. So make sure you get your questions in there and I'll get them answered for you. All righty. We have got a great show for you guys today. We're going to be talking about healing diseases with nutrition and preventing diseases with nutrition. We have got author here, Virginia Swanson, with us today. She has written the book, The Diabetes Diet, and she discussed how you can take care of a lot of these diseases with nutrition. So welcome, Virginia.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. So, Virginia, I have to ask you, what happened in your life that made you want to write this book?
Well, originally I started my investigation on these different health topics when my father was ill. He originally had diabetes starting around the age of 45, and then as he got older, he started having some heart disease problems, and then after that, he contracted cancer, and unfortunately, that ended up leading to his death. And the whole time while he was sick, I was trying to find different ways for him to get better that didn't, that were healthy ways to get better, because he wasn't able to add any additional pills to the already handful of pills he was taking. So that's how it originally started. After he passed on and unfortunately was not able to benefit from all the research I had done, I decided instead of getting rid of all of that material, I would write a book. And that's how I was able to write the book, Diabetes Diet.
Okay. Well, that's very interesting. Yeah, it's too bad that your father couldn't take advantage of all of your research and your knowledge there. Yeah.
Yeah, well, we tried, but his doctors, every time I would, mention for him to do something, they, would always say, no, we don't want you doing anything outside of the prescription pills that we're having you take.
Well, yeah, that's right.
So that was kind of a frustrating situation. But in any case, hopefully some other people will be able to, benefit from it.
Yeah, that is frustrating. But the doctors, have to cover their rear ends. So that's what they say. I'm a nutritional consultant and holistic health practitioner. So I deal with alternative and complementary healing modalities. And, and a lot of people do come to me who also are going to an allopathic doctor. And so that's good, because what I do helps to support their healing process, whether they're using prescription medicine or if they decide they don't want to use a prescription medicine and go straight with a more holistic type of,
right,
of healing modalities. So, yeah, so there is a place for allopathic medicine. Definitely there is a place. It comes from the same consciousness as all the holistic and the alternative and complementary healing modalities. So they can work together very well. We're not allowed to diagnose, and lots of times you need a diagnosis in order to come up with a program to help somebody. So it's good. They can work together. And a lot more doctors, allopathic doctors, are starting to realize that. And some of them are starting to refer patients to alternative healing practitioners when they feel that it's warranted. So that's good. Okay, so now you have realized that diet is very important for the prevention of disease and also can help heal diseases. So how does this work? Why is diet so important?
Well, basically, whatever you're putting into your body is what you're going, how your body is going to be functioning, whether it's functioning properly or functioning improperly. So, for instance, like you had mentioned just a few minutes ago that you were going to be doing a segment on soy, and mm-hmm. that's one of my big subjects. And basically, there's two different types of soy. There's fermented soy and unfermented soy.
Mm-hmm.
Fermented soy is very good for you. Unfermented soy is very bad for you. So any time a person is eating fermented soy, they're going to be benefiting from it and helping their body. Anytime they're eating unfermented soy, they're going to be harming their body. So that's in a nutshell, that's the difference in the soy category.
Okay, Virginia, we're going to have to take a quick break. But this is a very debated topic and something that I'm very passionate about. And my listeners know how I stand on the soy.
Yeah.
So when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about this whole soy topic. So, Virginia, thanks, and we'll be right back. Okay, you guys, you're listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. See you soon.
Walking down this rocky road, wondering where my life is.
Hi, I'm Michelle. Michelle Bond, the wellness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. No two people are alike, and what may work for one person may not work for you. That is why I use biochemical analysis to see what is really going on in your body. This enables me to recommend the proper nutrition and supplemental program to help you feel great and lose weight. This method is painless, uses no needles, and is inexpensive. Why spend all that money on blood and urine tests that don't really tell the whole story when you can have an analysis that will? For more information, contact me at themichellebondshow.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Are you ready for self-enlightenment and transformational growth? As we journey through 2013 together, the clear message from the Masters of Shambhala is to seek out healing. There's a special opportunity on Saturday, April 13th at the Triway Grange in Mill Creek, Washington. Healing amongst us. For the first time ever, Michael Shane, a spiritual visionary, healer, teacher, and transphysical medium, will introduce an amazing new healing gift. Audience members will receive an extraordinary healing along with a select number of individuals who will be invited to join Michael on stage. Then following, experience mind-blowing phenomenon as Michael attempts to bring through gifts from spirit. For more information, please call the Ascension Foundation at 800-508-6437 or visit their website at www.michaelshane.com. That's michaelshane.com.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond. I'm the wellness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. You're hearing a lot about gluten these days, how bad it is for you, and how you need to avoid it altogether. Wheat is really getting a bad name, so I've come up with some tips to help you avoid becoming gluten intolerant. Number one, avoid all processed foods. Not only are you getting altered wheat, but you're also getting a toxic cocktail of GMOs, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, preservatives, and artificial ingredients that can cause anyone to become allergic, not only to gluten, but to all kinds of foods. Number two, when enjoying bread products, make sure they are organic and artisanal if possible, with no soy at all. Soy is linked to leaky gut syndrome, which causes allergies. For more information and to experience an aha moment, join me on my show, The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio, or go to my website, themichellebondshow.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Welcome back to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. We've got author Virginia Swanson here, and we're talking about her new book, The Diabetes Diet, and before the break, I wasn't going to talk about it, but Virginia brought up the topic of soy, so I am going to talk about it. Okay, I was going to wait till next week. I take the stand that actually no soy, even fermented soy, is not good for you. And the reason why I do that is because, first of all, the way they ferment the soy here in the United States is not, they don't ferment it as long as they do in Asia. So it's not getting all the benefits of all the anti-nutrients that are naturally occurring in soy. They're not getting taken out of the soy products that are fermented. And number two, even when you do ferment the soy, even if you're getting the products from Asia that are fermented for a longer period of time, nothing really gets rid of the plant estrogens that are in the soy product. And in fact, by fermenting the soy, it makes those plant estrogens become more easily absorbed by your body. And what this does is it messes up your hormonal system and messes up your endocrine system. And it just takes just a itty bitty amount of soy to throw off your endocrine system. And when that gets thrown off, we have issues with our immune system and we have issues with our thyroid. When the hormones get out of balance, if you're a male, you will end up taking on more female traits. Like your voice will get higher. You might start developing breasts. And you'll gain fat around your belly. And for women, it's very important that we have our hormones balanced. And when they get out of whack, then we have issues when we're going through the change, shall we say. Also, they have found cases of infants whose mothers consumed soy when they were in vitro and we're having the females coming out and they're going through puberty when they're infants, which is not good. And then the males are having defects in their sexual organs. So that's not good either. So I just don't recommend soy at all, period. That's my take on it. Okay, Virginia, I know
well,
you said
Well, I mean, yeah, the problem with our food, you know, system in general is that it's very confusing and you don't know what you're getting and you don't know if it's, you know, GMO or what you're really what you're getting. And I agree with you on that point. And really, I mean, the little bit of soy that you might take in, the chances of you getting good soy versus bad soy could be questionable. So, yeah, I mean, it's better to just remove it out of your diet completely. That way, there's no question. And you don't have to worry about getting anything bad because you're not consuming it, period.
Right. And there's so many other foods out there that are way better for you that it's not
definitely.
Even an issue. You know, it's not even an issue.
Well, the problem is that soy is in everything, and that is the issue.
That is
an
issue.
And you have to look at your spices. You have to look at your salad dressings. I mean, it's just crazy. They put it in everything, in soy protein, soy lecithin. All these are derivatives of soy that you need to stay away from that, like you were just saying, can cause some pretty immediate effects on your body, and really you should just completely stay away from it. And that way you don't have to worry about it.
Yes, exactly. That's what I tell everybody. So that you have to read the labels. I mean, even organic food, you still have to read the labels because they're putting organic soy in it. So, you know.
Organic is the biggest scam out there. I mean, you know, like, let's just bring up nitrates a minute.
Oh, boy.
You know, all these people are buying nitrate-free bacon. What they don't understand is that the bacon has been salted with celery, which actually has like 10 times the amount of nitrates in it than just the regular meat does to begin with. So, and, you know, a lot of people will say, well, you know, how do I keep the sodium nitrate, you know, out of my body? Well, you can't. I mean, it's in all of the fertilizers. It's practically in all of our food sources. And the only way really to combat it, which is what I tell people to do, is take ester C with every time you eat. If you're going to eat a large meal, take 1,000 milligrams of ester C. If you're going to eat a snack, take 500 milligrams of ester C, because what vitamin C does is it counteracts the sodium nitrate when it goes into your body.
Yeah, I recommend, and ester C is a fabulous product. It's very easily digestible and absorbed by the body and doesn't really cause a stomach upset, you know, because lots of times when people take high doses of vitamin C, that it upsets their stomach. So you don't have to worry about that so much. Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah. So during the break, we were talking about two of the main roots of disease, and I want you to mention those because one of them was really, really fascinating.
Yeah, the main root of disease in the body is, first of all, the body is not pH balanced. Most people nowadays are burping all the time. Their stomach's full of acid. And a lot of it may have to do with our environment, which I think it does. It has to do with the CO2 levels going sky high. But in any case, to pH balance the body is very, very important. And if you have acid in your body, there's a simple way that you can get rid of it, and that is to take papaya pills. Now, I personally like the American Health papaya pills, and you can eat as many as you want, and they don't harm your body, and they're good for you. Or you could, if you want to do the natural way, you could eat papaya. But in any case, anytime you feel like you have to burp or you feel a little something in your stomach, if you eat those, that will cut down on a lot of the problem. Also, acidophilus is very good for balancing your body, too. A lot of people are getting into Prilosec and all these other drugs, which actually short-circuit the body's ability to fight acid on its own. Now, what do we care? Why do we care whether our body is full of acid or not? Well, the reason we care about that is because acid kills your cells. And anytime your cell is oxygen deprived, it can actually turn cancerous after 70%. Once it drops down to 70% oxygen level, it can turn into a cancer cell. Also, as your cells die, they create more acid in your body. So you have this, you know, sort of snowball effect going on in your body. So those are the main reasons why it's very important to keep your body pH balanced. The other thing is also tied into the CO2, which I believe is our oxygen levels have been going down. And the carbon dioxide has been going up in the atmosphere. And so anytime you're, you know, not getting the amount of oxygen that you need and your body is not pH balanced, these are the causes for disease. No disease can be created in a pH balanced body. So if you had a perfectly pH balanced body, no disease could form. As long as it was pH balanced and you had your oxygen levels.
Okay, so what does a pH balance look like? Some people will probably be running out and going to the store and buying pH strips.
I tend to take a more, you know, I take a different approach on that. The way that I say it is, if you are feeling acid in your body, because you will feel it. You will burp. You will have an upset stomach. I mean, you will feel it. People feel acid. So that's how I gauge it. And, you know, other people like to use the strips and like to, you know, do the saliva strips and whatever else is out on the market. And that's fine, you know, if you want to do that. The normal pH balance, I believe, is 7.2. You might be able to, you know, tell me if that's correct or not.
Yes, 7. It's 7.
Oh, pardon me?
It's 7.
6, 7? Okay.
No, 7. No, it's just 7. 7.
Oh, it's just 7. Okay. So some people, have different, you know, views on that. And so, but I just take the more, to me, an easy approach is, do you feel acid? And the other thing is to take an acidophilus every day, regardless of whether you feel acid. And then the extra times that you do feel something in your stomach that just doesn't feel right, to take the papaya pills. And try to get off the medication. Try to get off the Prilosec and the, you know, the Tagamet and the other things that are out there that actually interfere with your body's own ability to fight acid.
Yeah, well, actually, they end up causing a more acid reflux than
exactly.
Vicious cycle. It's an absolutely vicious cycle when you're on those drugs. Yeah. So the other thing I've heard, and also I've recommended to my clients, seems to work for them, is apple cider vinegar mixed with water. That helps balance acid in your stomach and helps with the digestion. And if your esophagus is eroded, I always recommend marshmallow, an herb marshmallow, because that helps repair the esophagus.
Okay.
So papaya is a good way, like you mentioned, and of course everybody should be having probiotics.
And I also recommend a lemon, what I call lemonade, which a lot of people think, oh my God, lemon is so acidic. It actually is not. It actually pH balances your body, as well as it dissolves kidney and gallstones, as well as plaque. So lemon is one of the absolute best things that you can do for your body. And if you're not a diabetic, you can add sugar to it and make it fun. Or you can put it, if you're a drinker, if you have a beer, you can put your lemon in your beer, or you can have it whenever you feel like it. But as long as you incorporate it into your diet every day, and I try to tell people to take at least an ounce a day for every other day for the first couple weeks to kind of cleanse the body. It also kills bacteria, E. coli poisoning, all kinds of stuff. It's just wonderful. Lemon is great.
Yeah, I love lemon. I also recommend that as well. It's a good one. It gets your hydrochloric acid up. And after the age of 50, when you start getting into your 50s, like 50, 51, 52, 53, your hydrochloric acid that's naturally occurring in your stomach starts to break down. You don't have as much. So you need to be doing this to increase that. Okay, Virginia, we have to take another quick break. But when we come back, I want you to explain to us about how glaciers are affecting our health.
Definitely.
Okay, you're listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awakening to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Into the Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there-done-that no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for the Sandy Brewer Show.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenn Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, the wellness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. No two people are alike, and what may work for one person may not work for you. That is why I use biochemical analysis to see what is really going on in your body. This enables me to recommend the proper nutrition and supplemental program to help you feel great and lose weight. This method is painless, uses no needles, and is inexpensive. Why spend all that money on blood and urine tests that don't really tell the whole story when you can have an analysis that will? For more information, contact me at themichellebondshow.com. Well, Welcome back to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality. We have got Virginia Swanson here, author of The Diabetes Diet, and we are talking about nutrition and how it impacts your health and healing, especially if you're suffering from a healthcare challenge. Now, before we left, we were talking about lemon, and you have got a great lemon cleanse. Virginia, why don't you explain that?
Yes, it's actually on page 114 of my book, which if anybody wants to purchase the book, they can go to curediabetestoday.com and purchase it right there. But in any case, basically what it is you would take 1 ounce of lemon and add 8 ounces of water to it, and then you can sweeten it if you would like to, or you don't have to. If the lemon is bitter, what I usually will tell people is to add a little bit more water, and then that it won't be so strong. I recommend to take that without food, usually 2 hours after you eat or about 15 minutes before you eat. But like I said before, you can make it fun. You can do like a half ounce maybe in your tea and then half an ounce later in the evening. Or if you want to just do it all together, you can do the 1 ounce together. And take that every other day or every day if you like it. It just depends on if you like it or not. And what that will do is that will cleanse your body in a natural way, and it won't hurt your stomach. A lot of people have this idea that lemon is too acidic for their stomach. It actually is less acidic than your own acid in your stomach, and it actually pH balances your body as well as it rehydrates your body. It puts in important electrolytes. Now, I always recommend that people fresh squeeze it, and people that fresh squeeze, basically what you can do is you just cut the lemon in half, and then you can put it in a squeezer, or you can just squeeze it on a small hand squeezer. That's how I do mine, but again, you can do it any way you like to do it.
Okay, that sounds great. Now, I've heard that you can also do that first thing, drink that first thing in the morning, and it will detox your liver as well as put in the acid, the proper acid into your stomach.
And right, that's how I recommend it, yeah. But again, if for people that just can't stand it that early in the morning, any time during the day is okay.
Better then than never, right?
Whenever exactly. Exactly. And it will do all those things. It kills E. coli, kills a lot of rogue bacteria that would be in your body, especially if you get food poisoning. A lot of times people that go out to eat a lot are getting food poisoning quite a bit. So if you know that you've gotten food poisoning, make sure that you do a little bit of lemon juice, because that will kill that E. coli in your body and keep it from, staying in your body for a long period of time. But most importantly, it gets rid of gallstones, kidney stones, and plaque. And I have a story about a gall. My mother actually went to a doctor, and they told her that she needed to have her gallbladder out, that she had a bunch of stones in it. Well, she started on the lemon cleanse, and she did it in the morning before she ate. She did it for a couple weeks, and on the third week, she went back to the doctor and had an ultrasound done, and all of the kidney stone, all of the gallbladder stones were completely gone, except for one little one that was the size of a pea.
Oh, my word. That's fabulous.
Yeah. Is that amazing? And that's a documented story. So,
now, did she keep doing the cleanse and then she got rid of that other one? They didn't try to go in there and take that itty-bitty one out, did they?
Absolutely not, no.
Yeah.
In fact, they redid the ultrasound because they couldn't believe it. They were like, are you sure? She, because she's close to 80. Are you sure that you didn't do something other than lemon?
Oh, that's great. Yeah, no, it's amazing. But I've also heard you can throw the whole, after you juice it, throw the whole lemon, the skins and everything in there, because the skins have got bioflavonoids, so you just, throw the whole deal in the water after you juice it.
That's up to whoever wants to drink. I don't do it that way personally, but, for somebody that wants that skin, I don't mind a little lemon zest in my drink, but I don't know if I'd want the whole skin.
Yeah, I do throw the whole thing in there. It does get rather potent, but I like it. I mean, I like, you know, I like bitter, so, or sour, bitter sour.
Yeah. I mean, it just, yeah, depends on the person. So, yeah, I mean, if you can definitely handle the bitterness, then that would be great.
Another tip would be, if you're worried about the enamel on your teeth, is to drink it with a straw, but not a plastic straw. Drink it. Get yourself a stainless steel or silver straw and drink it.
Yeah, what I recommend for people is, as soon as they're done with the drink, to rinse their mouth off, and more, and even better, to brush their teeth.
Yes.
Just to make sure that they do get all of the lemon acid off their teeth, because lemon acid, if you suck on a lemon or you try to drink the lemon juice or even lime juice straight, it will erode the enamel off your teeth. And unfortunately, enamel doesn't grow back. So once it's gone, it's gone forever.
Yeah. So that's another good reason. Right, and that's another good reason to do it first thing in the morning, because then you'll brush your teeth, you know?
Exactly.
Okay, great. All right, now, we have got to find out. I know people are dying to know how glaciers impact our health. How in the world do glaciers impact our health, Virginia?
Sure. Well, a lot of people, you know, think of, you know, global warming as this thing that never is going to touch them or doesn't have anything to do with them. And, well, maybe the water will rise. Maybe it won't. We don't really care. But the truth of the matter is it's affecting us in a very hazardous way. And that is through carbon dioxide, which is what they call CO2. Mm-hmm. And basically what that is it's what we exhale. So what's happening is the CO2 levels have gone sky high. They're now over 500, which is higher than any data that they have in the history of the Earth. And, of course, what follows that carbon dioxide is the temperature of the Earth. So we know at some point in time the Earth is going to be in a very hot spot. But for now, the CO2 is affecting us by raising our pH levels of our body. That's what carbon dioxide actually does to our bodies. So a lot of people say, well, I've eaten the same food that I've always eaten, and I have all these acid problems, and I don't know why. Well, it's very possible that the CO2 is a contributing factor, and I feel it is. So you really have to even fight even harder to keep your body pH balanced based upon the carbon dioxide that you're taking into your body. And, you know, I joke about this, but honestly, people that get a little extra oxygen in their lives, it does help you. It won't hurt you. So, you know, I personally have an oxygen machine that I like to use once or twice a week. I do it for 20 minutes. It's not something that you absolutely have to have. But you know what? It makes you feel better. For me, it does. It makes me feel like I have more energy or something. I don't really know what the exact benefits are other than reoxygenating my cells and keeping them from dying. But, of course, oxygen is the most important thing to our bodies. Anytime you go into the hospital, the very first thing they do is stick an oxygen mask on you.
Right.
You know, so these are one of the main things. Personally, I think everybody should have an oxygen machine. You never know when you're going to need it. But it's nice to have just a little extra oxygen in our lives. When our parents were young, the oxygen intake in the air was much higher. It was around 30%. Now it's under 20%. And if you live by a highway or a heavily area that has heavy pollution, it's even less. So, you know, that's how I feel about that. I think oxygen is very important, and it's important to keep your cells oxygenated.
Yeah, it is. And there's another thing you can do, too, if you don't want to feel funny about getting yourself an oxygen tank or kit, whatever, is you can put rhododendron plants in your house and spider plants and just put them all over your house.
Okay.
And it will clean, and that will take the CO2 out of the air. It'll clean the air. It'll take pollutants out of the air, these rhododendron plants do. And it oxygenates the air as well. So that's one option.
Oh, that's a great tip.
Yeah. So something I learned not too long ago. So I thought I'd share it with everybody.
and another little thing is milk of magnesia actually has oxygen in it, and so does food grade H2O2. Food-grade hydrogen peroxide. That's another one that I have in my book. I have a whole section on that particular product.
Okay.
Yeah, so if people want to read about that, they can.
Great.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to take a quick break, but when we come back, can you give us a quick tip on how milk and magnesia and hydrogen peroxide, how we can use it?
Oh, absolutely. I'll be happy to.
Great. All right. We have got to take another quick break. And when we come back, we're going to do philosophy tip of the day. And we're also going to talk to Virginia Swanson more about how nutrition impacts your health. And it's a great preventer of disease. All right, everybody. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, the wellness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. No two people are alike, and what may work for one person may not work for you. That is why I use biochemical analysis to see what is really going on in your body. This enables me to recommend the proper nutrition and supplemental program to help you feel great and lose weight. This method is painless, uses no needles, and is inexpensive. Why spend all that money on blood and urine tests that don't really tell the whole story when you can have an analysis that will? For more information, contact me at themichellebondshow.com.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Tune in Fridays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with the Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond. I'm the wellness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. You're hearing a lot about gluten these days, how bad it is for you, and how you need to avoid it altogether. Wheat is really getting a bad name, so I've come up with some tips to help you avoid becoming gluten intolerant. Number one, avoid all processed foods. Not only are you getting altered wheat, but you're also getting a toxic cocktail of GMOs, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, preservatives, and artificial ingredients that can cause anyone to become allergic, not only to gluten, but to all kinds of foods. Number two, when enjoying bread products, make sure they are organic and artisanal if possible, with no soy at all. Soy is linked to leaky gut syndrome, which causes allergies. For more information and to experience an aha moment, join me on my show, The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio, or go to my website, themichellebondshow.com. Welcome back to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality. It is time for our philosophy tip of the day.
And now, the Michelle Bond's philosophy tip of the day.
This philosophy tip of the day comes to us from beloved Saint Germain of the Saint Germain Foundation. He says, "Remember forever, the moment you fight a thing, it fights you back. Always be on guard when the destructive element is discussed or read about. Live every moment of the day in the consciousness of the all-powerful presence of God in you. Say to yourself, I have the mighty presence of God in me, and I do not give recognition or power to anything else. There is nothing that can stand before that invincible presence of Almighty God, and all things must be and are compelled to bow before it and obey. The first thing in the morning, take the determined stand that only the ascended host of light can contact me mentally this day. Never fail to use, there are no personalities. There is only God in action at every point. I am the only presence acting. Say to your God within, my great love self, I do receive instantaneously all of everything I require. So think about that one. All right, we have got Virginia Swanson here. And before the break, she was talking about the milk of magnesia and hydrogen peroxide. Now, Virginia, how will those help us?
Okay, sure. Well, first of all, we want to distinguish the difference between food grade H2O2, which is food grade hydrogen peroxide, versus the hydrogen peroxide you'd buy over the counter. The over the counter peroxide is not food grade, and you cannot ingest it at all. The other one, the food grade hydrogen peroxide, you can ingest it if you have it at a very diluted level. What I normally recommend for people to do is to go into the health food store and already buy it diluted, and then take a little bit of the diluted food grade H2O2 and put it a little bit in your water. I usually do a half an ounce for a gallon of purified or distilled water, and then you can drink that comfortably during the day, and it doesn't have any strange taste or anything. What that will do is that will go into your body, and it will attack any bad bacteria that might be in your body, as well as any viruses. And also, it oxygenates your cells. So it's a very good practice to get into. You can also spray the diluted version on any cuts or wounds that you have on your body or any insect bites. Mm-hmm. It'll immediately take away the itching and everything. It's great. There's a million uses for it, which I have in a chapter on my book called Food Grade Hydrogen. It says Food Grade H2O2. Mm-hmm. And if people do want to get my book, they can get it at curediabetestoday.com and just click on the Order Now button.
Okay.
Also, milk and magnesia is one that I don't recommend as highly as the H2O2, but that also will boost your oxygen levels. You just have to be careful of how much you take because, mm-hmm. of course, it is a laxative.
Right. We don't want that.
So that's another, you know, good way to do it. The other thing is, you know, have purifiers in your house.
Oh, yeah.
Purifiers are great for keeping out the different pollutants in the air and just help your overall health in general.
Yeah, we had to do that when we lived in Los Angeles before we moved. We had to, they had a serial arsonist going around Christmas time burning cars. I mean, he wasn't burning houses and stuff. He's burning, like, cars and things like that, and the air was just horrendous, so we had to go out and buy an air purifier and put it in the house. That does help. It does.
Yeah, I have mine running, and I clean it probably about once a week. And even if you think you're in a nice air, you know, farmy kind of area, you'd be surprised how much dirt that purifier collects. It's amazing. The other thing is change your air filters in your house. A lot of people don't do that on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
That's a thing. And the other thing is, if you see mold anywhere in your house, make sure you get rid of it immediately, because black mold is actually Stachybotrys. It's very deadly. People don't realize if their house has mold, like if you have a backsplash and you have that black,
mm-hmm.
you really want to take any step to get that out of there, because that those spores are actually airborne. And you
right.
can breathe those in and get very sick from them.
And that's not good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now tell us, how do carbs impact our health?
Okay. Well, this is, I believe, the main reason why most people are becoming diabetic. I mean, now we've got almost 50% of the population is either diabetic or pre-diabetic. It's just unbelievable. In the last 5 years, it jumped 50%. I mean, just crazy numbers are happening. And I believe the reason for these crazy numbers are because of our carb intake. Any person, and I don't care if you're diabetic, pre-diabetic, whatever, you should not be eating more than 50 grams of carbs a day, period. Mm-hmm. If you're a healthy person, most people on average will eat between 200 to 300 grams of carbs. So anytime you're getting over that 50-gram level, your body goes into insulin resistance. Whether you're a diabetic, pre-diabetic, it doesn't matter. Your body is actually fighting that sugar in your, you know, fighting the sugar, trying to get it out of your body. And at some point in time, your pancreas and everything else starts to go into fatigue, and that's when you become a pre-diabetic. Then if you don't take...
Well, then the other thing is, you mentioned the pancreas. We are seeing more cases, I do believe, of pancreatic cancer.
Okay, yeah. That, well, the cancer has to do, I believe, with oxygen levels. And we're attacked on all ends. I mean, there's many oils, many of the vegetable oils that are out there actually suffocate the cell. They keep the cell because of their trans fat ability to incorporate themselves into the cell wall. They keep that cell from being able to get the nutrients and the oxygen it needs. So I think all of this is all tied in together. But you can get there's a pill from NutriWest. It's called Core Level Pancreas, and that's a wonderful support. It's natural. It's not a prescription. And I personally have had great success with it, and anybody that I recommend to use it has had great success with it. Cancer, on the other hand, I recommend B17, which is apricot seeds. And I have a whole section in my book on this, and I also have a free website, which is cancerinfocenter.com, where I give free information to everybody on how to stop, how to prevent, and how to cure their cancer approaching 100% of the time. And I even have a letter from the FDA that I put on there so people could see that it was true.
Wow.
And yeah, it's absolutely amazing. So anybody that has cancer or wants to prevent it approaching 100% of the time, start taking apricot seeds. Take one tablespoon a day. You can grind them up. And my recipe that I like is I put a scoop of ice cream, one tablespoon of the apricot seeds ground up, two papaya pills, and 8 ounces of milk. And then I blend that, and I drink it. And that's how I get mine.
Okay.
But, you know, everybody has their own way of doing it.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. Well, we have got to go. Virginia, I want to thank you so much for being on the show today. Real quickly, give our listeners your website again.
Sure. It's curediabetestoday.com.
Great. All right. Well, thank you for being here, Virginia.
It's been a pleasure speaking with you, and thanks to everybody for listening.
Yes. So thank you, listeners, for listening. I want to thank you as well. And so I would like to see you all back if you want to come back, but please do next Tuesday at 2 o'clock Pacific Time, 3 o'clock Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This is the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality. I am the wellness coach who shines the light on what you put into your body. And if you would like to reach me, you can go to themichellebondshow.com. Have a prosperous week, everybody. Stay cool. We'll see you next Tuesday. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner, Michelle Bond, will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone, from the healthy to the health-challenged. And restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com for more information.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching
Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.